It's all eyes on the big storm at the moment. The US East Coast is braced for the arrival of what they're calling the Frankenstorm. Absolutely astonishing. It's just, was it like 700 miles across or something? It's something crazy in terms of the width of the storm. And then that's going to meet another storm they've already got there.
Yeah.
And then with the high tides because of the full moon, it's, well, as I say, the perfect storm.
I mean, 60 million people, you know, just at the side of the eastern seaboard there being affected. That's like the whole of the UK being shut down for a couple of days.
I know. The scale
it's
is
crazy.
Just mind-boggling, isn't it? 8 American states have declared emergencies. Trains have been suspended. Flights have been cancelled. Schools are closed. And President Obama says people need to hunker down. So what is going to happen out there? It's just absolutely phenomenal. Let's have a word with Peter Franklin, who's a New York taxi driver. Thank you so much, Peter, for coming on the programme this morning. What's it like in your city at the moment?
Well, I feel like I'm living in a science fiction movie. I mean, you know, this is New York City. This is not some small town in Iowa. In the city itself, we have 8.5 million people. In the greater New York City area, we have 35 million people. We don't have any railroads. We don't have any subways, any buses. All the businesses are closed. The elevators have been turned off in buildings. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. If you were sitting with me here in the garage and said, hey, Pete, let's go for a sandwich, I'd say, where? So it's just, I've never encountered anything like this in my lifetime, and it's just absolutely weird. It's still the early hours of the morning when people start getting up, which will be in another 4 hours, 5 hours. They all know that they're not going to be going to work. The kids will all be home. It's just a very strange thing. So we have to now wait and see if it does have the impact they think it's going to happen, because remember, we are at sea level. So if they start talking, as they have been, about 11-foot-high waves, New York City is going to get flooded. So we'll see what happens.
How frightened are you, Peter?
No, I mean, you can't even ask that question to a New Yorker. I would tell you, shh, don't ask that question, because New Yorkers are of tough stock, you know, and we handle this. Plus, remember, too, a lot of us live in apartment houses. I mean, I live on the 16th floor of a building, so I'm not exactly going to get my feet wet. But there will be a lot of damage, and people are concerned. We did go and get some extra food and water like everybody else did. I mean, the shelves were pretty empty. You know, in the supermarket. So people are concerned. But people are concerned about things flying off buildings. I mean, right now, I think walking on the streets of New York, well, maybe not now, but once it gets going, it's going to be very, very dangerous. Think of all the terraces we have here, the roof gardens. That stuff is all going to come flying all over the place. So it could be very bad news.
Well, it could be. I mean, just the evacuation itself. I mean, the scale of it, this is what we're trying to get our heads around here. I mean, 60 million people along the whole of that strip of the East Coast. But you've got, 370,000-odd have already been evacuated from New York City and the districts itself. I mean, on the roads, that must have been something like a disaster movie itself.
Well, yeah, and remember also, New York City is a mass transit city. You know, a lot of people here don't even have cars. What was strange about that is that kind of took people a little bit unawares when Mayor Bloomberg ordered that, because, you know, you say to a New Yorker, leave your house, there's a very good chance a New Yorker is going to say, stick it in your ear, I'm not going anywhere. So it's going to be interesting to find out, you know, how many people actually did it. I mean, if I had a nice house in Brooklyn along the Atlantic Ocean, I don't know that I would have left. And so it'll be, as I say, interesting to see over the next few days. We'll find out how many actually did. I would predict that more than half the people just said no. And then what are the cops going to do? I mean, they can't arrest 370,000 people.
The scale is huge, and make no bones about that. And obviously you've got the president saying, you guys, you need to hunker down. But equally, with all respect, Americans do tend to sort of have a little bit of hyperbole on these things. So which foot is your camp in on this? Do you believe what's being said?
Well, again, you got to understand, a New Yorker, whether he came over last week or he came over 20 years ago, is cynical by nature. So, of course, everybody is saying, it's a bunch of baloney, it's a bunch of baloney, but I'll buy some extra food. It's a bunch of baloney, it's a bunch of baloney, but I'll get some extra water. So you use a little... let me tell you, right now, I mean, I could say, and then, boy, will I have egg on my face, I'd say, listen, it's going to be nothing. Forget about it. You shouldn't even have bothered to call me. It's a waste of your time. Go talk about something else, you know? I could say that, but I'm not going to, because I'd feel like I'd feel pretty stupid tomorrow when you call me back and say, Peter, New York City's under 11 feet of water. Yeah. What do you have to say now?
Have you seen where your taxi is? Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, get a pair of oars.